dance to Nuevo Tango, celebrate a Vermont library's 50th anniversary, and pay tribute to Vermont author Howard Frank Mosher. These are just some of the events that our art hounds have found for you. We'll begin with the 50th anniversary of the Brooks Memorial Library in Brattleboro. Mary Mathias is a writer from the group Write Action in Brattleboro, and here she is with more about the celebration.
Birthdays are always a great reason to celebrate. Brooks Memorial Library in Brattleboro will celebrate exactly 50 wonderful years in the brick and glass building on Main Street. Events for children, entertainment by Kevin O'Keefe of Circus Minimus, and a happy birthday cake for the library. Birthday cake in the morning. In the afternoon, there'll be entertainment geared for adults, including music from the late 60s, performed by Sharon Leslie and Dan Kasnick.
Celebrate the Brooks Memorial Library's 50th birthday with cake and circus acts and speakers and history lessons and special guests. That all happens Saturday, September 23rd at 10. Musician Tyrone Shaw suggests seeing the Austin Piazzolla Quintet. They'll be at the Meeting House on the Green this weekend.
Nuevo Tango, featuring unique arrangements of Piazzolla's compositions, innovative original works, and fiery improvisation.
The quintet plays this Saturday, September 23rd at 7 at the Meeting House on the Green in East Fairfield. Carolyn Bates wants you to know more about Jay Craven's tribute to Howard Frank Mosher.
Jay opens the evening with stories about his work with Howard. Then he screens his feature film, Where the Rivers Flow North, with Rip Torn, Tantu Cardinal, and Michael J. Fox. I caught the show in Greensboro, and I'm going again.
The film screening of Where the Rivers Flow North is at Hotel Vermont in Burlington, Saturday, September 23rd, at 6 and 8:30. And Deborah Velto is a mom from Springfield, and she suggests the 9th Annual Fairy House Festival this weekend.
One of our very favorite annual traditions, the Fairy House Festival at the Grafton Nature Museum. This is a magical tradition that inspires people of all ages to take a closer look at the natural world. Hands-on crafts, face painting, and bubbles round out this interactive and magical experience for all.
That's Saturday and Sunday. It starts at 10 at Grafton Nature Museum. Find the details that you'll need for all of these events at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, supporting the arts throughout Vermont. Find out more at vermontartscouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net.